It is Thursday, June 5th, 2008 at 1900 UTC, and this is Wiki News. In breaking news this hour, several news organizations have reported that Hillary Clinton will suspend her campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination on Saturday. In an email sent to Clinton supporters, she said that she would like to, quote, extend my congratulations to Senator Obama. This announcement made by the Clinton team comes as Barack Obama, the presumptive Democratic nominee, says that he is, quote, honored to be the nominee in the election. United States and United Kingdom diplomatic staff were detained in Zimbabwe, according to the U.S. Ambassador James D. McGee. They have now been released, says spokespeople from both the British and American embassies. Ambassador McGee spoke in an interview on CNN, saying, quote, police put up a roadblock, stopped the vehicles, slashed the tires, reached in and grabbed the telephones from my personnel, and the war veterans threatened to burn the vehicles with my people inside unless they got out and accompanied police to a station nearby. The ambassador said that the incident was a serious breach of diplomatic protocols, adding, we do believe this is coming directly from the top. A driver working for the U.S. Embassy was beaten up by the veterans, who are often used by the ZANU-PF, the ruling political party, to intimidate political opponents. They were also used as shock troops in the government's ouster of white farm owners. Zimbabwe's Deputy Information Minister Bright Matonga told the press that diplomats were detained because they had tried to flee a roadblock and had refused to comply with the police. He also refuted the claims that an embassy employee was beaten and that tires were slashed. Just yesterday, police temporarily detained opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who was running against President Robert Mugabe in a runoff election on June 27th. Tsvangirai resumed his campaign today, saying, our resolve for a new beginning and a new Zimbabwe remains unshaken. A spiritual guru known as Swami Amritacha Itanya is being held in Kerala, India on charges of fraud, rape, and possession of narcotic drugs. The man, whose real name is Santosh Madhavan, was arrested by Interpol in March on criminal charges in a police raid at his 16-suite ashram in Kochi, India, following multiple police complaints against him. Indians living in Bahrain have recently come forward and filed a case against Madhavan on allegations of fraudulent practices related to his supposed charity activities. 20 Indians living in Bahrain filed a case against the 35-year-old on Tuesday. They claim that they were victims of a scam after Madhavan convinced them to invest in a charitable organization and tourist resort, but allegedly kept the money for himself. Madhavan arrived in Bahrain in 2005. 20 of us have emailed a complaint to the Inspector General and Commissioner of the Ernakulam Police, as well as Kerala Home Minister, said complainant Jaya Kumar in a statement to the Gulf Daily News. Ernakulam is a district in the state of Kerala in India. He was very convincing about his charity activities as well as the resort, said Kumar, a purchasing officer at a company in Bahrain. Police began an investigation into Madhavan in April after a woman filed a complaint alleging he had promised to start a business with her after a meeting in Dubai, but she said he had disappeared after she gave him the money. And finally, the Detroit Red Wings won their 11th Stanley Cup in National Hockey League history on Wednesday. The Red Wings won the sixth game of the championship finals by a 3-2 score against the Pittsburgh Penguins at Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh. The Conn Smythe Trophy, an individual player award, was presented to Henrik Zetterberg. Pittsburgh last won the Stanley Cup in 2002 and was seeking its third cup in the playoffs. The Stanley Cup is the most prominent contest in North American ice hockey. And that's all the news for this hour. For more news updated as it happens, please visit wikinews.org. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.